T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I can't get no relief. It's Beavis and Finley on a Victory Monday presented by Shaniga Myos. Visit myoscareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOScareers.com. Ahmed, it's Victory Monday, baby. That's a lot of tacos in there. Goodness gracious. How many tacos are you putting down, B?
Maybe a couple.
Over under 5 tacos for landfill. Under, he says.
I don't think it's going to be under. How big are they?
I don't know. There's a lot of them, though.
It's not just tacos. It's like all kind of stuff.
Shout out to Ahmed.
Yeah, Ahmed's the guy.
Ahmed's the dude. No better way to celebrate Victory Monday. A Shaniga Myos Victory Monday. I want to talk Taylor Heinicke, but a lot of people still want to talk about the defense. Phone lines are packed. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There's a giant swimming pool of Taylor Heinicke. Mm-hmm. And you can jump in it to whatever degree you'd like. I said that I am...
You already did a cannonball.
I have not cannonballed. My hair is not wet.
You cannonballed a few weeks ago.
I told you then I responsibly was in the shallow end. I am now past my waist. I am... You know what? It's been a good day
to talk. I've seen you around the pool. You're diving.
It's been a good day to talk nipples. I am up to my nipples, but my hair is not wet. Where are you?
I told you I was in the landfill, and I was over there in the cabana.
You were in the cabana with Vaga Red Bull.
Now we're sitting next to the pool in our little lounge chair, and I think we got our toes wet.
Your toes are wet?
Yeah.
Cody Betts, where you at
in
the pool?
Wet, you can quickly dry them off and go back to the cabana if things don't be working. So we just did right now.
I'm ankle deep, man. I'm starting to get there.
I think he is on top of the big boy about to jump off.
He's like, some pools have that little like step you can step down in before you jump in, and like you get a little wet. That's where Cody is. Cody's ready to jump.
Yeah.
I think Cody's ready to rock. Let's go to Will in College Park. Will, you're on the Gambit DC listener line, buddy.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
I know, Will.
Good, good. Hey, I'm in for Taylor Heinicke, and I'll tell you why. I think he's a greater competitor than Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback in the NFL. Of course, that's with a small sample size, but I like the guy's toughness. I like how he inspires the players around him. They want to play with him. I don't think he's the greatest problem that the Washington football team has.
Definitely not.
I think Ron Rivera, with all of the great things he did by getting rid of some of the guys like Chris Thompson who couldn't stay healthy, I think he made a poor choice, several poor choices at the wide receiver position. So you have McLaren, and then you have a bunch of guys who are not skilled receivers at this point. And then you have Curtis Samuels who can't stay healthy. You can't put this guy out there, and now you lost Logan Thomas. So you got this guy with no real weapons except for McLaren. So if I double and triple team McLaren, who are you gonna go to? And I think that's one of their biggest.
If they triple team McLaurin, he's gonna find somebody. Get him triple team.
He's gonna find somebody.
Thank you for the call.
Is De'Ami Brown going to catch it?
Well, we got to see if De'Ami Brown's gonna be back on the field. He's injured right now. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Will. I appreciate you. I think Heinicke's nowhere close to their biggest problem. He's an asset right now, not a liability.
He's not their biggest problem, no.
But I did get this from straight from the hip on Twitter. He says, it was really close to Taylor tragic yesterday against a bad defense. He sailed balls and a wounded duck that ended up a touchdown. They should beat the Saints, but then comes the gauntlet. We'll see, man.
That's why I talk with a lot of people that are huge fans, and they applauded yesterday, but they are just like that guy who tweeted you right there. They saw things that could have completely went wrong. They're not sold completely on Taylor at this point. And one of those guys, I got a text from yesterday, one of both of our friends, Steve Sands. He's like, yeah, man, I love it. It was great, great win. A win is a win. He said, but we have these issues. And he still named Taylor in those issues too.
Mike Scaff on Twitter says, sitting on the edge of the pool with my legs in up to my knees.
All right.
I like sit. Now, here's the key to sitting on the edge of the pool. You got to put a towel down. So you're sitting on the towel, get a little cushion, and then put your legs in. That's a little insider tip. Because it's a little cushion for the pushing.
You don't need no cushion.
I like a little cushion for the pushing. Let's go.
You need more cushion then. You need more whatever.
The tacos will help my cushion. Don't worry. Let's go to Christopher in D.C. Chris, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit D.C. listener line.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell. Good afternoon, Mr. Finley.
What's up, Chris?
First things first, the wife liked what you were wearing, but she was more impressed with J.P. Finley's outfit this
week. Let's go!
Well done, Mr. Finley.
Give me a laser on that. Let's go, Chris. Appreciate you.
Well played. No, that's a nice ensemble you had. I'm with B-Mitch.
Dude, I finally got my dress shirts that fit.
What did you have on?
I had a blue suit. I had a blue suit and then like pink and blue striped shirt.
You looked like a damn politician yesterday. Yep. What the hell are you talking about?
I mean,
that's popular. Well,
you always look good. She thinks you always look good, but she liked how Philly came up to play, which was good. Well played.
I'm going to slay him next week.
I'm with you, B. Mitch. I mean, my feet are in the pool. It's a nice little refreshment. I realize that the team makes Heineke better, not Heineke makes the team better. But hey, you know what? Win's win. It's nice and refreshing. It's hot outside, but I'm not ready to dive all the way head first into it. No.
I think that's fair.
JP, you have cannonballed a week.
I have not cannonballed, Chris.
Kabloosh! Kabloosh, you winner.
Thank you, Chris. Got this tweet from Bam Bam. Says, when's the last time we had a feel-good story about a quarterback in D.C.? I'm all in on number four, baby. LFG with a gif of a dude jumping off a 50-foot pool.
Yeah, we've had him all the time.
Best QB since Kirk right now.
Man, he's the only one since Kirk, to be honest with you.
So I was texting with Rosenberg yesterday. Rosenberg said, I mean, he's impossible, talking about Heineke, he's impossible not to love. It's funny because he's just a better Fitzpatrick, at least at this stage. Now, also was texting with somebody else. And remember Scott Turner a few weeks ago talked about, because everybody frames him as this undrafted, undersized guy, mm-hmm. that's the prism we look at this through. If he was a draft pick, if Heineke was producing like this and he was a third-round pick mm-hmm. from 2 years ago, I think whatever doubters there are would diminish.
I don't know. I think a lot. What Scott Turner said last week also justifies the fact that he liked him. Because if things had changed up yesterday, we wouldn't be quoting Scott Turner at this point.
Sure.
Like last week, we didn't basically quote him. This week, we were quoting him. But ultimately, if you start playing and you play well, Tony Romo, what was he? He wasn't drafted either, was he?
Nope.
Okay. And no, I don't think people were sitting up there doubting him. He started the ball week in and year out. If Taylor does it more than a year or so, people will change their mindset. But they don't change it just because of a game here, a game there. It takes a little longer. And I think when Scott makes that comment, because when you hear it, Scott Turner was the only our office coordinator that was at his workouts. I think when you look at the GM, the office coordinators now, you don't say Scott's top five. So some of those other people didn't see something or didn't think it was something that they wanted to see. So now this could promote Scott if he has a great career.
It's true. Let's go to Ruel in Ashburn. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Ruel, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
Hey, JP. Hey, B-Mitch. Big fan of the show. So I kind of agree with you, JP. I think you do see a lot of issues where Taylor's arm strength comes into play.
specifically on that play. You remember when he went to Terry on the sideline, JD open in the flat. And I think you do see a lot of issues where his he does have low arm strength.
Arm strength is a problem. We saw that in Buffalo, particularly in that win when he was trying to go to the edges. He doesn't have the laser that other guys do.
I think he doesn't have the laser, but you can definitely tell he has the touch on the football. And you saw that on the Terry McLaurin touchdown deep on the sideline. But I think if he works around that, and sometimes he definitely needs to clean up his game when he pumped the ball twice. I think sometimes he just tries to do too much. But overall, I definitely do think he gives us the best chance to win. And even over Fitzpatrick, this is something the opinion I had even when the season started. And I think he's been giving us the best chance to win. And any time the ball is given to him with the game on the line, he's delivered. So I can't say much.
Thank you for the call, pal. Appreciate it, man. Certainly, he gives him the best chance to win right now. B, when you tell me that I've done a cannonball, see, I don't think I have, because I think the arm strength issue is fairly obvious. There's throws that you watch that you can tell.
Yeah.
And I think there could have been some picks yesterday by the Falcons. As much as Washington could have had some picks and the Falcons had some drops, Falcons secondary also had some drops.
So, yeah, they had a lot of.
I'm seeing the whole picture, Lamphill. Don't you worry about that. Let's keep the phone lines going. Uh-oh, we got Paulie. All right, we're going to tell Paulie. 60 seconds, buddy. We love you, Paulie. Paulie, what up, man? You're on the Game of DC listener line.
You said 120 seconds?
Yeah. All right, we're at 10 right now, Paulie.
Hell to the W. Hey, JP, you just said it when I was talking to your producer, man. I think he don't get that love or that people, not a franchise quarterback, because he don't have that arm strength. You know, if he had that arm strength, we'd be talking about him like Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson. You know, I just think that's what people don't see, their arm strength, and don't see that excitement in his arm. So they just want to automatically say, well, he can't be the franchise and he's not the future.
I agree with you, Paulie. What do you say?
Hey, I say he's the future for next week. I'm going week by week.
It's a week-to-week that's league, man. Paulie, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
But think about it, though. Kirk Cousins has been in this league a long time. Had much better years, made tons of money, and people still don't see him as that guy.
I'll say this, and I, good God, did I spend an inordinate amount of time at press conferences with Kirk Cousins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've now spent a good amount of time listening to Taylor Heinicke talk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would ever hear Heinicke after a loss say it's about the process, not the result.
No, you probably won't. There's a
different mindset there.
Well, they are different people. But the thing I'm saying is Kirk was drafted in the fourth round.
Yep.
And people still don't give him that love. Russell Wilson was drafted in the third round.
Yep.
And people see him as one of the top five in the league. You get what I'm saying? It comes down to how you perform. It's not about just because somebody thinking. And I would tell Scott to his face, Taylor is not known as that guy because he don't have enough tape for people to really start thinking it. He hadn't produced enough. Kirk Cousins has been in this league almost double-digit years now.
Yeah.
And they still don't see him as that guy. And this dude has passed for 4,000-something yards, all that. You have to produce at a high clip and win playoff games for people to think that.
You want
to
drive people crazy?
Go ahead.
Let's ask a question. Who would you rather have, Kirk or Heinicke? Lanville, you answer that.
Oof.
Who would you rather have, Kirk or Heinicke?
Kirk.
All right. I think Kirk's the right answer, by the way. But damn, I'm intrigued by Heinicke. Kirk, you know what you're getting. He's a good quarterback. Who would you rather have, B? Because I know Kirk used to drive you a little crazy.
Well, I don't like listening to Kirk because I'll take Heinicke just because he's not going to give me no BS. He's going to be straightforward with me. I don't like people to BS me.
A lot of BS. Cody, who are you taking? I mean, because listen, you're a Niners fan. You guys need a quarterback.
I think I would still take Heinicke in this situation. I think he gives them a lot of upside, and we know what Kirk can do.
There is still intrigue and mystery with Heinicke. We don't know what the hell is going to end up happening here. And part of that is a really high ceiling. Maybe it's only a 10-15% chance, but that is a part of this. Whereas Ivan Carter, you used to host your show. We're both friends with Ivan. He says Kirk is kind of the Mendoza line. You got to have Kirk or better if you're going to win, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win. Like, across the NFL, there's elite. There's top five guys.
Yeah.
Then there's kind of that 5 to 12 region.
Yeah.
I think Heineke could maybe get past that, but he could also end up being 28th.
So, see, when you make those type of comments, I think he can get past it, but he also can. That's why you let it happen.
Right.
And that's why my way of looking at it, you got to give me, first of all, you got to start giving me a half a season, then you give me a season, then you start adding seasons to it. But I'm not going to look at a guy totally different just because he had a few good plays in some games.
I'm with you.
And I think that's the problem with
it. My comp has always been Jeff Garcia. I think Jeff Garcia is.
The thing of it is, like, we've had so much horrible stuff going on here that we automatically take the nearest, the smallest things, we make it into the greatest things.
Aspirin syndrome.
And yeah, it's more than aspirin syndrome. It's a lot of little cities like that. But when you have a high level of success consistently, you don't lose your mind over seeing somebody play some good football. We haven't seen it play yet.
And there's this tremendous underdog story.
The underdog story, the
way he plays, he's undersized, he's running around.
Yeah, the underdog story is good, but I think a lot of people, we sit here and we forget about football mostly. We start focusing on the other stuff. Sometimes you just got to focus on just the absolute football and see what's going on.
Do you know who Ahmet would rather have?
Who?
Robert Griffin III.
Since he sent food, I'm not going to bash him.
Harold says he's not in the pool. Harold, you're on the Game of DC listener line. Talk to me.
Well, I'm in the Washington football team pool, and I'm being saved by the lifeguard called Taylor Heineke at this point because I was sold a bill of goods on the defense. I figured we had a 12-win defense and a 6-win offense. You know, you extrapolate that out, maybe 9-8. It looks like it's the flip side, maybe like a 12-win offense and a 4-win defense. Because when this offense scores 30 points, that's supposed to be an easy game based on our defense on paper.
Oh, yeah. The defense is trouble. Thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate you. Here's what I believe Taylor Heineke's contract. Every time they win a game that he starts, he makes another $125,000.
Ooh.
That's kind of awesome, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
That's why he plays so damn hard.
Carrots and sticks, man. They should put that in more people's contracts. Here's what we know this to be true. This time last year, Taylor Heineke was living on his sister's couch in suburban Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Now Taylor Heineke is the quarterback of the Washington football team, making a little bit of money. Made $125,000 yesterday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I think it might be time for Taylor Heineke to buy a house. B. Mitchell Finley, Victory Monday, presented by Shiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today.
Find a way to have some liquids with these.
Tacos are good.
We gotta find a way to have some liquids. And we gotta talk to our legal and see what we can do with that.
We need to get the lawyers on the phone. We'll call Yuri. Let's do this. Phone lines have been packed all day. We're just gonna keep them going. Whatever you guys want to talk about. Charlie is in Chantilly. Charlie, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How y'all doing? B. Mitch, I'm a big time fan.
Thank you, Charlie.
Listen, I'm a Washingtonian. God, I'm 77 years old, but I remember guys when you're talking about small quarterbacks, Eddie LeBaron, who was like 5'6". But anyway, listen, defense to me is what's going on. I played ball back in the 60s, and it looks like the defensive secondary is playing half man and half zone, and they're not coordinating it. I mean, there were so many passes where the cornerbacks let the guy go yesterday, and they're wide open by 10 yards. I think that's the biggest problem right now. Either play man or play zone, one of the two.
Got to do something.
Defensive end-wise, the defensive ends are getting caught inside.
So, they are.
Anyway, I'm defense worried.
I hear you. Thank you for the call, Charlie. Appreciate you, buddy. If you're defense worried, I think you're in a very, very smart place, because the defense ranks bottom five in almost every statistical category, and there is a lot going on with all of this. Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's go to our guy, DNC. Darren, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, JP. Hope you're doing well. What's going on, D-Mitch? Man, I'm just like every call that is defensive word, because you're seeing the mishaps, and it's scary because you got the KCs of the world coming up, and shootouts, as you guys have been saying, just beating a dead horse, the shootouts they're not in our favor, because you guys were talking about it in your pod, JP. And I feel like there has to be drastic change, not these small changes I guess they're making. It has to be drastic changes to be made to make sure that they are getting better in pass coverage and changing up assignments with the D linemen in regards to how they're rushing the passer. You know, it looks like, you know, Chase Young and sometimes Montez Sweat, those guys are overplaying the sack or what have you, and they need to get more discipline when going in the pass rush, or maybe that'll help. And, you know, in regards to the Taylor Heineke question, as a 6 feet guy, I'm about mid-shin close to my knee in, because it is week to week with him, because he's making plays, and as the offense goes, he goes, what have you, and he does make plays, but you sometimes like cringe when the ball leaves his hand, like, no pick, you know. But at the same time, I'm riding with him because that's what we have right now. And I'm gonna leave it on this. What a difference a quarterback make. And I show Miss DJ Swearinger. Hail to the Burgundy and Gold.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate you, buddy. I hadn't heard somebody say they sure miss DJ Swearinger in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe he could help. I think you got to get to Shazer Everett on the field. I think he could help. Lot to discuss, but I think there is real reason for concern with this defense. I think the secondary is the greater reason for concern.
Mm-hmm.
I think the D-line finally applied some pressure. I don't know. If you have to pick a unit.
Where I go with this, like I hear you say the D-line finally applied some pressure. But based off of the way we discussed this D-line, and going into the Atlanta game, we basically said that the offensive line, let me see what that four-letter word that ends with uck. Oh, suck. That's what we said about them. And we applied a little pressure, got one sack. I mean, the standards for this defense and this D-line, we can't make it easier as the year goes on. We started this thing that they were going to be doing some historical type things. You talked to Charles Mann on Friday. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, what I'm looking at is like, are we lowering the bar now? One sack on Ryan, on Matt Ryan, and little pressure is not what we expected them to be.
Totally.
So I'm saying, you can't. This is like certain things. That's why when we're talking about going into a game, we go, "Oh, this team sucks. This team sucks." Then you go and they have success against your defense. Then we go, "Why they apply pressure?" No. If that team sucked, we did not play anywhere close to what we were supposed to be playing. We basically are moonwalking like Michael Jackson when it comes to living up to what our expectations were. I saw Michael doing it on this TV just a moment ago, and that's exactly how we're looking based on it. We came into this year with a certain expectation, and it seems like we're adjusting it so we can say something positive about it. They have been the ones that's been sucking. That defensive side of the ball has not been good. And I've said it. We keep talking about the D-line, O-line. We got a first-round pick in the middle as a linebacker, and that's the middle part. We got a guy we gave $30 million to in the back. All three levels have been horrible. They've been bad. So as I keep saying, until they correct it, I think it's something more going on than just they get on the field and don't play.
For sure. I think it's getting harder and harder. I said this to you, I think, on the show yesterday. Last week we were having the debate, is it players or coaches?
Yeah.
And I was kind of defending the coaches a bit, that I thought the players needed to perform at a higher level. I'm at least 50-50 coaches, because if you got guys that are consistently not performing and they're getting 100% of the snaps, you got to give other guys opportunities. Like Everett or Reeves, if you want to activate them from the practice squad. Those guys proved they could play for you last year.
Yeah.
That happened. Like, you have it on tape. It's the same staff.
Yep.
I don't understand the...
See, when we hear the thing about the person that can play is going to play, we don't care about contracts, we don't care about draft pick, this, that, and the other. And then when you see the same people that keep getting put on the field and not performing well, you start to say, well, they spoke a lot of good stuff. They're not living up to it, though.
Let's keep the calls going. Lou is in D.C. What's up, Lou? How you doing, buddy?
I can't complain. What's going on? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
I keep telling you, when you call here, you can't be in that room sound like you're in the machine room, dog. It's everything.
Hey, B-Bitch, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm at work just like you, trying to make
a I know, but if you're going to call into the show, you need to not be in that room.
I'm out of that room right now. I know you can hear me real good.
All right, we hear you. What's up?
Loud enough. First and foremost, I'm taking Heineke over Kirk Cousins because we already know what Kirk Cousins is, Mr. Interception Machine. So that's no question about that. But as far as the defense, man, I'm questioning the head coach, man. I feel like if he's fine with the performance that they're giving out there, and then obviously he doesn't really, he doesn't care. I don't know what it is, man. I'm not seeing that fire from this guy from Carolina. I mean, I'm just, fed up. It's been going on 4 weeks. He keeps saying the same thing over and over again. So I'm fed up about this whole, run this, run that, man. It's time for him to put the big pants on and act like he wants to coach. If it's not, man, give that guy, get somebody that wants to coach this talented players, man, because it's just not translating right now. It's been 4 weeks, and they're doing the same thing what they want to do out there. So, yeah, it's time for me to, put that, alert on Ron, man, because I'm calling him out right now. I was okay with the hiring, but right now, seems like he's not getting the job done. I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. Y'all have a good day.
Kirk Cousins, 68.8% completion.
Thank you, Lou.
105.6 quarterback rating, 1,121 yards, 280 yards a game, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. But they are sitting at 1-3.
Right.
So it's something else happening there.
So many phone calls. Zoe is in Richmond.
Zoe.
Zoe, what's up? You're on the Game of DC listener line.
Hey, Zoe. What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, JP?
All right. Cody, you spell Zoe just Z-O. And you're right. Z-O-E is Zoe.
Zoe has
I want to say this is why it's the coaches. First of all, why is Jimmy Moreland not on this team? Why is DeSaza Everett and Cam Curl not the starting safeties? You changed up a defense that you didn't need to touch. Second of all, Taylor Heineke is moving the offense better than the person we paid all the money to. Why was he in for the start?
Well, we didn't get to see that guy, but I hear you. Thank you for the call, Zoe. Not Zoe, Zoe.
But still, that first game, I saw a guy moving in slow motion.
Totally.
And see, but this thing about
maybe it's from the water park.
You wonder sometimes, that competition that we keep hearing about, is it really, or is that just something they say to make sure we think they're doing it? Because I don't know if it was really a competition.
2 years in a row, there was a non-competition
competition.
Let's go to Josh in Alexandria. Josh, what's up, man? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
Thanks for taking the call, gentlemen. I do want to get into the Heineke pool, but before I do, seems like everybody's talking about defense. I just want to touch on John Bostic real quick. That Mike Davis touchdown, man, it looked like he read it beautifully, had a good angle on him, and he's supposed to blow him up. He's supposed to have a huge TFL, It's that he clumsily falls at his feet and you know, he gets in the end zone. So, you know, Bostic, he's a great dude. He's real smart. I wish him the best with this pick. But, man, I think, you know, it's time for Khalik Hudson or somebody else to step up. And maybe that can help change some of the fortunes on defense.
Thank you, Josh. I don't know that the other guys are going to be better, because you'd like to think if they were, they would have been on the field already.
Not necessarily in the news now,
yeah,
JP.
That's Let's not always what that. Happens. I understand.
Fitzpatrick started up and looked like he was in cement, and Heineke thus far has been better every time. So are we really putting the best people on the field? Or are we just selling that wolf ticket to people?
What's a wolf ticket?
It's just like, it's a little saying. Like, you know, man, well, this is going well. You're saying something that ain't there. You're trying to be tougher than what you are. You're presenting things that just don't exist.
I like that. Never heard that. I like it a lot.
I have to talk to you. I'm going to take you to Louisiana a little bit more. Educate you on some stuff.
I do. I need to go to Louisiana more. We got to talk Dustin Hopkins.
Oh, Lord. Do I have to?
I think we have to. I really do. I know Lamphill thinks we have to. Lamphill wants to sound off on Hop. Still got packed phone lines. Still taking all your calls. 800-636-1067. B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Packed phone lines all day for a Victory Monday. Let's go to Al in Maryland. We need somebody that's just excited. Is anybody excited? Maybe Al in Maryland's our guy. Al, are you excited?
Hello.
Hello, Al.
B-Mitch.
What up,
JP?
How you doing?
How y'all doing today?
We good, brother.
Hey, look here. Look here. B-Mitch, one thing I can say, man, everything that you've been saying this morning been right. You know, and a whole lot of fans out here know, at the front four, they not right yet, B-Mitch. And all I keep hearing the fans keep talking about, the coach got to do this. The coach got to do that. Change the coach. Change up. How many head coaches, man, do y'all need, B-Mitch? It's not the coach, man. It's the players, right or wrong.
I think it's a combination.
You think it's a combination?
Yeah. I mean, the coach comes in, he sets a new standard. They tell people how it's going to be. They do what they tell them to do, and things aren't happening right. So it's a combination. Now, if you got enough players on the team who can say, look, we're going to do what works, and they all stick together, I think the coach will go along with the fact that we got the multitude of his team sticking together, but you got a lot of teacher pets, and you got some guys that are not teacher pets. So that's what I'm saying.
Right on, right on.
Thank you for the call,
Al. All I can say is, all I can say is I see why Atlanta Falcons are so sorry, man. The boys can't catch the ball, and the coaches on the other side, they dumb. But, man, have a good day, B-Man.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Cody, is this dude calling from Scotland, the country?
Really? Uh-oh. Might be your cousin.
Let's go to Gordon. Gordon, what's up, man? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
How's it going, guys? You all right?
We're doing great. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good. Yeah, doing really good. It was good to get the win last night.
I understand what he's saying. Don't worry. I got this. He's happy they got the win last night.
I understand what he's saying.
All right, Gordon. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I just thought we've spoken a lot about the defense, but I just wanted to talk a bit about Heineke and how Riviera said he needed to be smarter with the ball. And I thought last night he showed that. He only had one bad throw down the side. I thought he slid a lot more into the games. He was a bit more sensible with the ball. And I thought that showed a lot of potential for growth within him.
So where are you in the Heineke pool, Gordon?
Neck deep.
I like
another couple of performances and I'm all in.
Where are you calling from, Gordon?
I'm calling from Glasgow in Scotland.
Glasgow, that's where all my family's from. Rangers or Celtic?
Oh no, neither. You can't do either. I support a smaller team.
All right, as long as you're not a Rangers fan, we're cool. So all
yeah,
good.
Oh
there.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Motherwell fan, and they play in the same colours as Washington, so that's why I picked Washington as my team.
All right, then it works well. Right, Gordon, how are you listening? The Odyssey app in Scotland?
Listening online.
Oh. All right, great. Well, we appreciate you, dude. And I'm glad to know there's a person in Scotland neck deep in the Heineke pool. Thanks, right. Dude. Keep listening.
I also just want to say quickly, I am jealous of Gordon because I understand in Scotland they deep fry pizza, which that just sounds phenomenal. And he can just have that anytime he wants, and we can't. So I'm jealous.
Hey, just go get a pizza.
Yeah, just deep fry your own pizza.
I don't think it counts. You got to get the full experience, and it's just so far away.
Well, how about you just go to Scotland?
No, that seems like a lot of work.
Well, you don't want the pizza.
Scotland's pleasant. Not weather-wise, but it's a fun vibe. A lot of fun people. all right, if going to Scotland wasn't enough, there's also a person on the phone lines named Numb Clown. Let's go to Numb Clown on line 6. Hello, Numb Clown. How you doing?
What's going on, JP? What's going on, B-Mitch?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Not bad at all. Actually, I wanted to call about the secondary. I almost lost my mind on that first touchdown where Bobby McCain bit on God knows what. But there was nobody there except for Patterson on the post route, which he bit on. He ran right by him. So last year, we had the combination of Curl and what's the guy's name on practice squad right now?
Reeves.
Jeremy Reeves.
Jeremy Reeves. And after Jeremy Reeves and Curl took the field, we stopped getting beat down the field. Why isn't activated on the 53-man roster? I think I'll pay it.
Thank you, buddy.
I wish I knew.
It's a fair question more and more. So is why is that guy's name Numb Clown, but we didn't get to that. I think you got to have real conversations about the personnel in the secondary. When you know you have options. Go back and look at how Ron Rivera talked about Jeremy Reeves last year.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He didn't sign Eric Reed because he believed in Reeves. DeShazer Everett's a guy that all these coaches have believed in. And DeShazer's really good on special teams, but he's proven to put the fear of God in opposing receivers when he's on the field. Maybe some of these dudes that are just so wide open down the field might not be if DeShazer's out there. I try not to get caught up in like overly simplistic arguments where it's like, oh, well, that guy stinks, put in this guy, because odds are that's incorrect, and we don't know the exact scheme
but
or whatever.
You know what, though? Sometimes the answer is very obvious and simple, but we think like this. Instead of saying, damn, that's the answer, we go, it can't be that simple. When it could obviously be that simple. Let me tell you the thing about the DeShazer Everett that changes things. I told you I got that text yesterday saying that number 20 didn't want no parts of contact. I got another one from the same person. They said nobody in the secondary wanted any parts of contact. But when DeShazer Everett was back there, he wasn't at the same level as number 21 who's roaming back there. But people are worried about who the hell is sitting there safety because they know it's going to be a collision.
Now,
anybody worried about no collision?
He might miss tackles. He might blow coverages too, but he's going to bring the lumber.
If he hits one guy in the chest and he drops that ball, the next time a quarterback say he's going to throw it down the middle, he's going to tell it, hey, keep me outside those numbers, man, outside the hash mark, because 22 back there. That helps out your coverage. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm running through the middle of the field and nobody is there whatsoever and they not hit me even when I catch the ball, the hell I care. Throw it all day, brother. I'm eating. Feed me. But DeShazer puts the fear of God in some of these damn dudes when they're running down the middle of the football field. Because he doesn't care about hitting you, and he don't care about his own body. That is what you need sometimes, an enforcer. And this game of football is still played by intimidation.
Absolutely. Here's what we're going to do. It's time to have an honest conversation about Dustin Hopkins and food prices at stadiums. All of that happens next. 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.